chicken. I'm the sinister Mr. Kiss. My ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, cause I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything.
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 Renegade.
Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy T from the infamous tblog.com. That's T-B-L-A-W-G.com, the A-W for the Boston accent. We are live deep in the heart of Fenway from Boston, Massachusetts. So what am I doing here in a podcast? Well, for 9 years on the website, I have written about my life, shared my stories, my tales, my philosophies, my opinions, all the crazy shit in my life, all the good, all the bad, all the ugly. And I felt that T-Blog itself has ran its course. You know, it's tough to say that, but in the world that we live in now, in 2018, a lot of people do not read. Now, I chalked it up to mostly with the millennials. The millennials do not like to read. And people who just do not have an attention span anymore. People want information fast, right to the point. They don't want to spend time on anything anymore. So hopefully, a lot of folks who came to the website every Monday will now come over here to the podcast. Now, every Monday was T-Blog Day. I would get my T-Episodes up, even though I wrote them probably months in advance. I would bang out about 5 to 10, sometimes a dozen at a time, and just roll them out and sit down and do it again every couple of months. Now, with podcasts, I've done my research. Believe it or not, I do some research. I do think that I am somewhat intelligent. Depends on who you ask. There are probably some women out there who will disagree with that statement. But you know what? Fuck them. I am intelligent. I have the grades to prove it. Yeah, I held on to all my grades from high school and college. But that's a story for another day. And there will be stories. But hopefully the people will come over on Tuesdays and check out the podcast. Tuesday seems to be, from doing my research, that is the day that everybody comes to listen to podcasts. That's where everybody posts. It's a very popular day. I plan on doing this every week. I plan on recording. What I plan on doing actually is taking my T-Episodes. That's what I used to call them for those of you just joining for the first time. On T-Blog, a T-Episode was what I put up there every Monday. It started in a 3-paragraph structure. I treated it like a script. Some of you may or may not know I have attempted screenwriting in the past. Something I have not given up yet. I will talk about my Los Angeles and Hollywood tales some point on this podcast, that is for damn sure. I have a lot of stories. So on Mondays is where I would put the T-Episodes up. There's a plane passing, actually it's a helicopter. Like I said, I'm live from Fenway. I may or may not edit this out. I may keep it in to be authenticious. That's what they say in the town. I like the special effects. I don't have a special effects person. It is all me. Maybe eventually I'll have a co-host. Some people that will dial in. I would like to have the people that actually I wrote about on T-Blog to come in, whether it's in my place, which I doubt, because a lot of people do not live in the city that I know. Most likely through Skype, I'll record the calls, and then we will go live on the air, obviously after some editing. So what I plan on doing with the podcast, right, the T-Podcast, is my point of view. Not just about me, like T-Blog was a lot about me, but it was my take. It depends how you interpret it. The podcast now is just going to basically be my take on life, where I've been, where I'm going, my crazy-ass sense of humor. You will hear this Boston accent. Hopefully, you'll bear with me and listen. I know some people love the accent. I love the accent. I know some people do not like the accent, especially people from New York, because they have an accent of their own. I don't really care that much for their accent. I'm just kidding. Not really. So I'll be talking about life from my point of view, right? T-Blog itself started when I was in my early 30s, right? I did it for about 9 years. When I sat down to write it, I captured everything from my life, from my childhood, growing up in East Boston, a.k.a. Eastie. It's not just an airport. Through my teens and my 20s into my 30s. That's where the website evolved with me. And now I sit here days after my 41st birthday. I cannot believe that shit. I cannot believe I am saying that I am 41 years old. Sometimes in life, I actually felt like I was older than when I was, when I've been through an old soul. And there were times where I feel like I am still young as shit. I'm not 18. I don't feel like I'm 21. I don't feel like I'm 25. Sometimes I feel like I'm in my late 20s. Sometimes I pass for my late 20s. Yeah, it's true. Depends on who you ask. But no, I am pretty content with my age. Besides some recent health issues, I think I've ended my 40s pretty well. They have begun pretty well. This last year was somewhat challenging, and I'll get into all that on the podcast. So the podcast will come up on Tuesdays. I'm hoping to shoot for 30, 45 minutes, using the T-episodes as content at some point. You know, obviously this will be more topical, talking about live, what's happening in the world, my take on it. A little more opinionated, a little more topical, a little more aligned to what is current events related. And then, you know, whether I post on a Thursday or another day during the week, I will use the T-episodes for content. And I will take that and I will tell those tales for people who never went over to T-Blog. It'll be to a new audience. And even for those of you that have read the website, I think it'd be interesting to hear my take on it now from my point of view as an older man. So that's what I plan on doing. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to record and I'm going to tell my stories and I'm going to have guests and I'm going to bring something different than what I had on the website. What I plan on doing is also, like I said, besides the guest, is keeping the Woodwife hashtag going, which I did invent that many years ago. It's documented, I think it was around 2010. The first person used that, which was hashtag Wood, W-O-U-L-D, Wife, W-I-F-E. I probably will have some guests on there from the Woodwife point of view. I will talk about my travel tales. For those of you who have read the website or those of you new to this, I have been all over the fucking place. I have been all over the country. I have some stories. I have been all over the world, mostly Europe. I have a lot of stories. And I will share those travel adventures, just what it's like to go to those places, what I enjoyed, the people I met there, my experiences, good and bad, who I went with, whether I traveled alone, whether I took a relative or a woman that I was dating. Oh, that would be interesting too. Because I'll tell you what, people, there hasn't been a time on a Monday from a T-episode that I posted in the 9 years where I did not get a call, a text, a social media, a DM, any type of message that I offended someone. Now, the early days of T-Blog were pretty fucking wild. I mean, again, I was writing about the point of view of my teens and my 20s. And it was different. And that had a lot to say. And then I evolved the website, got a little bit older, but I always had a rule, right? There was a couple rules. No names. I'll use nicknames here on the podcast when people come on. No faces. I know it's tough to see that on social media and here, but I was tucked under the hat. And I'll continue to do that because I want to be anonymous, not just for myself, but for the people I care about, for the people that I write about. Because I know that in those early days, the way I wrote my style of writing, I pissed off a lot of people. And now I'm not going to apologize for what I wrote because, like, my approach has always been, and it will continue to be with this podcast, one and done. I'm a big hip-hop guy. You know, I take the Biggie, Jay-Z approach when they were going to the studio and record it, just get it laid down. I did that with T-Blog. Unlike my scripts and the book I was working on, there wasn't any structure. There wasn't like an AP style, Chicago style. I wrote it free will, getting it to the point, three paragraphs, just like a script, right? First paragraph was an introduction to what I was going to write about, what was happening, who the character was going to be. That second paragraph on T-Blog, on the T-Episodes, was the conflict of the main character, which was me. And then the third act was the resolution, the final resolve. Just like any movie you have seen, I treated T-Blog as a shortened script, but it wasn't something that I wanted to go in and shape the structure for grammatical purposes, stuff like that. I would go back in and correct typos. But I wanted to get it raw and to the point. That was the point of T-Blog. And I plan on doing that with these podcasts. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk and I'm going to interview people and I'm going to have them talk. And of course, I'll have to edit it for time purposes and see what I need to do as far as the actual final podcast that will go up. But I want to capture who I am. Anybody who knows me, anybody in my personal life, anybody who's read any T-Episode will know that I am probably one of the most honest, straight shooters that you could ever come across. I don't lie, and I know a lot of men say that, ladies, but I don't. I don't hide from who I am. I don't hide from what I've done. I speak my mind. I've gotten better, both in my personal, professional life with age, to watch my words to an extent. Still be honest, still be real to myself, still get my point across. But I've learned to soften my approach, to shape my words better, but make no mistake about it. I am not in the office. I am not in front of anybody right now. I'm not in front of my friends, my family, my peers, people I work with, people who work for me. This is T talking into a microphone, and this podcast will be as honest and as real as fucking possible. And that's why I think people related to T-Blog. That's why I think in its prime, the first 5 years when I did not miss a Monday, I did. I went 5 years without missing a Monday. And then the last 4 years, you know, the world started changing, I started changing, started teetering off a little bit. But I think that is something that people relate to, that, you know, from my life and the crazy life that I live, and I'll get into all of that in due time in the podcast. It just was raw. It was honest. And it had a crazy fucking sense of humor. And that is my life. I will approach these podcasts with my sense of humor. I promise you, you will get offended at some point. There is no fucking doubt about that. It's not my intent. I don't go into anything trying to hurt someone's feelings. I think being as honest as I am, as raw as I am, in my crazy sense of humor, there are going to be things that I'm going to talk about that you may not like. But give me a chance. Come back around. Because there is going to be something that's going to come out of my mouth that you're going to like, that you're going to relate to, that you're going to laugh about. It's just this world now, in this world of millennials, and I do hop on the millennials a lot, so you millennial kids may get offended with your fucking avocado toast. But don't worry, Tom Brady eats avocado ice cream, so I'm not going to be too hard on you. Just have a fucking sense of humor. In the Me Too movement, in an era of, oh my God, you said this, it offends me, I want to go back 10 years and see what you said and really bring that up. We live in that world now, right, where we have a dickhead for a president. All your Trump supporters, too, may get a little pissed off, but again, keep an open mind. We live in a world where people do not want to hear the truth. We live in a world now where it's, even if it doesn't offend me personally, people will go out of their way to make it seem like they are offended. And then they will fucking make it known that they are offended. And then they want you to change because you offended them for something you said a long time ago, or something that, you know, they don't like your approach or your honesty or your sense of humor. Instead of unfollowing you, instead of unfriending you, instead of saying, you know what, I don't want this person in my life anymore, they want you to change for them. And I get it. I get that we have to be sensitive to some issues and some people. There's no doubt about it. I mean, a dickhead is a dickhead. You know, that there's no way around that. Like, if you have a problem with someone because of their sexuality, their sex, their race, their religion, you're a dickhead. You're an asshole. If you are somebody that makes jokes about that and you offend them, well, you got to tailor your audience. Like, don't be the dickhead, but it's okay to find things funny. It's okay to find inappropriate jokes funny. It's all right. If you don't give in to the hate and encourage the hate and become a hateful person, it is fucking okay to laugh at funny, offensive things. And that's my sense of humor. And I'm not going back to apologize for something I did as a fucking teenager. Are you kidding me? I was a kid from East Boston. You know how many fucked up things I did and said? It's not the man I am now. But that's what happens in life. You grow up, you become a better person. I'm responsible for the things I say now. If I say something fucking offensive to my mother and I realize it, I'm going to apologize because I don't want to hurt my mother's feelings. If I say something to my nieces or my nephew that pisses them off, odds are I'm going to tease them about it because they know me. If it really hurt their feelings, I will say I'm sorry. Because that's how the world works. When you fuck up, say you fucked up. But if somebody knows you and they know that's the type of person you are and you don't mean any harm and there's nothing hateful about it, then that is who you are as a person and those are the people that you keep around you. Sure, tailor your approach to your audience. Be careful what you say to some people that you don't know. But the core, that circle, and I do keep my circle small, they know that I'm a fucked up person. But I'm also kind and giving and loyal and the type of person that would be there for them like that. That was snap. But also, I'm not apologizing for who I am. And my sense of humor, things that I like, you will get this on this podcast. You will get this if you go back and read T-Blog. Now, my take on life is different than most people. I came from tough beginnings, and I'll get into all that, to someone who was driven and motivated, and I still am very driven and motivated to do something with my life. It was a lot I had to accomplish. You know, I put my life out in phases. You know, what I had to get done in my 20s to what I started to do in my 30s to where I am now today. And I'm going to give my take on all that, and you're going to hear that. And I think it's going to help people relate to me with my point of view. It's going to be a different point of view than what you're used to. I don't make any excuses for my point of views. I don't try to apologize for them. Like I said, I come in very direct, right to the point. And I have an opinion about everything. Why? I'm Italian. Italians fucking have opinions about everything. They never shut their mouths. I don't shut my mouth. That's why I think it makes sense to come over and start talking. Because, like I said, people don't read anymore. So it's time for you to hear me. I'm from Boston. Like, an original neighborhood. Not those people that, you know, you probably listen to a lot of podcasts if you listen to this. You probably watch reality shows. You probably think everybody who says they're from Boston is from Boston because... that's all they know. Like, anybody from Massachusetts will say Boston because I get it. They don't want to explain that they're from Swampscott. They don't want to say they're from Arlington. They don't want, you know, like Dane Cook. We'll get into that we'll get into that shit someday. People say that, but I'll tell you what. When I say I'm from Boston, this accent lets you know I'm from Boston. I got Boston tattered on my body. I am from an original Boston neighborhood. I got that O2 in my zip code. So those people have something to say. I am one of those people. And I'm educated. I am educated because I put myself through college after getting straight A's in fucking high school and getting scholarships. I received an education in Boston from a good university. We'll get into that too. And then I got into corporate America. I put my foot through the door of corporate America and I climbed my way up. And off to the side of that, I got into the screenwriting to L.A., and then I started traveling the country. Then I started traveling the world. To an extent, I'm cultured. People that I'm around may not realize that. But if you want to talk about where I've been, you want to share travel stories and pound for pound, story for story, passport stamp for passport stamp, I'll go with you. I will fucking go with you. So I will. That's another thing too about me. I will never let anybody think that they're better than me. I don't think I'm better than anyone else. I swear to you. Because I don't give a fuck about anyone else. I care about the people I care about. But I am not in this world to compete with anyone. I don't care what your wife looks like. I don't care what your fucking W-2 looks like. I don't care what your car looks like, what your house looks like. I don't care what your chest looks like, bro, from how much you fucking bench press. I'm not in this world for any type of fucking competition. Believe that. I carve my own path. I drive in my own lane. I do my own thing. But living that way, if somebody comes to me, what's your take on this? What should I do here in this situation? What should I do here with this girl? What should I do here on my job? What do you think about this? What should I do at the gym for this? Who do you think is going to win this football game on Sunday? T, I'm about to go to London for the first time. Where should I go? Where should I stay? I'm that guy. I will help you out. I'll give advice because the life that I have lived has allowed me to have that. And I'm very, very lucky. I'm very blessed. Don't make no mistake about it. I may not sound like I'm humble sometimes, but I fucking am. Humble beginnings, I will get into that. When you hear these stories about my beginnings, whether you read about it on T-Blog or are going to hear about it for the first time here, you'll get to see what shaped me into the man I am today. I got the fucking scars on my body, both inside and out, the tattoos, the fucking stories, the gray hairs, the fucking... You name it, I got it. It's all recorded in 400 fucking T-episodes on T-Block. Volume after volume after volume. And that's just the first half of my life. And I plan on going forward right here with this podcast. I plan on going forward with the book. I plan on going forward with the scripts. That is something I do all to the side. On top of a full-time career in corporate America. Yeah, I don't sleep. I'm starting to get more sleep now because I'm getting a little bit older. But I do a lot in a day. And I think... my life and who I am as a person, as a man, you're going to find some interesting shit that comes out of my mouth. And I can't wait to do that. So you're going to get a lot about me, my take, the woodwife, the travel reviews of where I've been. Movie reviews, I love fucking movies. I really do. I'm at the movies 40 times a year. I see everything. I'm a movie fan. Like I said, I'm a screenwriter. Not professionally, but one day. I love movies, and I'll talk about that. I'll talk about pop culture. I love TV shows, too. On top of everything else being busy, I managed to squeeze in all this shit. I managed to squeeze in... I feel like Homer Simpson. You know how he squeezes 8 hours of television a day? No, I don't do that. I try to get, you know, an hour or two in a night after work, after the gym, after writing. The weekends I make up for. But you're going to get my take on that. The popular shit like Game of Thrones, Westworld, Netflix. My take on Netflix and chilling. All that type of shit. And music. I'm a big, like I said, a big hip-hop fan. That's, you know, I like classical music. I like Sinatra. I like Johnny Cash. I don't like country, but I like Johnny Cash. And I will give my take on hip-hop as well and music. Today's music, which I don't know what the fuck these kids are doing to hip-hop, but it isn't my hip-hop. Y'all don't know about fucking flows and bars and how to tell a fucking story. There's no more lyricist. These kids fucking tat up their faces. They dye their hair. They pop a Xanax and they just yell into a fucking microphone and they call themselves rappers. I'll get into that too. So that's it. I wanted to introduce myself to the podcast audience, reintroduce myself to the T-Blog people that came over here, and I do appreciate that. Give you a quick little take of who I am and what I'm going to do, and I'm telling you, it's going to be fucking interesting. You're going to learn something. You're going to fucking think. You're going to feel something. You're going to be pissed off. You're going to laugh. You're going to say, man, this motherfucker right here, he has something to say. And I do. And you're going to like that. With that said, I'm still on social media. I'm going to be there for a little while. I'm launching over to the T-Podcast stuff. The T-Blog stuff is still on there. You can go to the website. I'm going to put links up to the podcast on T-Blog. Again, that's T-B-L-A-W-G. Again, the A-W for the Boston accent. T-Blog, no dash, the B-L-A-W-G on Twitter and on Instagram. On Instagram, I just put up a bunch of lovely photos. I got to say, my photography skills are fucking lit. That's what the kids say. That's a stupid fucking word, but I just wanted to get that out there. And now the T-Podcast. I have the T-Podcast Facebook page, like the T-Blog page, T-Podcast 1 on Twitter, and there will be a T-Podcast Instagram that I will share soon enough that I'm just starting to build out. So you can find me in many ways. You have something to say about the show, something to say about me, a topic you want, something, some advice on, I'll address it here on the show. You can email me at t@t-blog.com. Email me, DM me on my social media, message me on the Facebook pages. I could be found many, many fucking ways. Except in person, you'll never find me. I wear my hat low, but you don't need to find me in person. Well, some of you may want to. Some of you ladies on there, the T-Blog groupies, hopefully they don't follow me over to this. I'm just kidding. But I am still single, ladies. I'm dating, single. Yes, I'm 41, still single. I'll get into that for another day. So anyway, I'm T. This is the T-Podcast. I built a lot with T-Blog. I'm hoping it translates over to something special over here. I'm thinking it will. And just bear with me. Just like T-Blog in its early days, I got to find my voice, pun intended. I got to find my niche. Nietzsche. I've been to France a couple times. Well, we'll get into those stories. I also, real quick, before I close out today, I have a little take. And there's people in my personal life that drives them nuts. In a good way, they laugh at it. When you go to Europe, there are certain places that you go to, right? And after you've been there, you could call those cities by a certain enunciation, the way you pronounce it, right? I don't call Paris anymore because I've been there. I call it Paris. I don't call Barcelona anymore. I call it Batalona. And you could say it that way, but only for those who have been there. And I'll get into that too some days. I will entertain you. It's going to be fucking weird. I'm not going to get downright silly here because if anyone knows me, I get fucking silly. So, but I think that's important in life, right? To have a good sense of humor. To have a good balance of hard work. Moments we need to be serious. Moments when you need to have fun. Moments we need to put your nose to the fucking grind and get shit done, because that's what I do. I get shit done. Anyone who knows me will say T gets shit done. T is a funny motherfucker. T has something to say about everything. So I think this makes sense. Anyway, this is the T Podcast. I'm going to close it out like I used to close out every T episode. Until next time, always take it there. Mr. Kiss My Ass is just a renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, because I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to talk about anything, 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 anything. Renegade. Never been afraid to say what's on my mind at any given time of day, because I'm a renegade. Never been afraid to holler about anything, anything, anything.